I'm calling for National Opinion Service. I'm calling for National Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your house work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet, blog, or television stations?
No.
Moving on, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
What did you say?
I'm sorry, just to be sure that we're representing your race.
African American.
Thank you. What is your age?
Didn't you just ask me if I was between a such and such? I'm over 40.
Okay, no. Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances they will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Thinking, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are the more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
And what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are more important than usual?
Because Donald Trump went running and I don't want his ass in office.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed, in general speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Right now, I don't see with the war, but, I mean, everything is fine with me.
So you would say that you're satisfied then?
Not satisfied. I mean, they're okay. I think it could get better.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president of the United States?
If he's doing what?
I'm sorry. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president of the United States?
I approve as much as he can do right now. I mean, he old as hell and demented, so I think he did the right thing in stepping down.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Is the what getting better?
The economic conditions.
Economic conditions? I ain't seeing it getting better. I mean, everything is more expensive and you're getting less. I mean, they think we don't notice that. I mean, the price has doubled and the product is even smaller.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's important at all. Expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioids and fentanyl.
What'd you say?
I'm sorry, from 0 to 10, how important is expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioids and fentanyl? Being the 10 the most important, you can do.
10.
Thank you. Reducing crime and violence?
10.
Banning assault weapons?
I don't think we should ban assault weapons. I think, you know, they should do more to, you know, keep the, you know, do more to do screening and stuff, but I don't think they should be banned.
And from 0 to 10, how would you grade it?
Probably a 5.
A 5. Protecting abortions and reproductive rights?
A 10. What I do with my body should be my decision. Should no man or no one else tell me what I should do with my body?
Raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share?
The 10. I think everybody should pay their fair share. Everybody works. If we work, I mean, if I'm a hardworking individual, why should the people making billions and millions pay less taxes than me? Another reason why I want Trump in office.
Improving kindergarten to 12 public school education.
10.
Addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth.
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10. That's a 20 to me. I work in the medical field. It's a shame how much you have to pay for, these people have to pay for their medication.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? Tackling inflation
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You may choose two. Tackling inflation and improving the economy, improving kindergarten to 12 public schools and making college more affordable, and stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, bringing in new leadership and make change with the first woman of color president, and stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, and combating the rights of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism.
All the above.
If you may choose two, the most important.
Everybody get equal rights. Then inflation.
Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means they feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means they feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Kamala Harris?
What about her?
How would you grade it from 0 to 100? Being 100 the most, the highest score.
Probably 50.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
Probably 50.
Jill Stein?
Fifty.
Donald Trump?
Zero.
Michelle Obama?
50.
J.D. Vance?
I don't really know much about him right now. So.
Don't worry.
Maybe
Robert
30.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
About 50.
And Joe Biden?
50.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
I'm definitely voting for Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
What did you say?
I'm sorry. In general speaking, in the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I'm Democratic.
As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made that about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. Are you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I disagree. I mean, just because she's black don't mean, you know, I mean,
her race. And you strongly disagree? strongly disagree or somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attack against her because she's a black woman?
They don't do racist attack either way, so I strongly agree. Of course they're going to do racist attack.
Now I'd like to read you that what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think be better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. Mental health issues and supporting people suffering from mental illness. Will be Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
Trump is not qualified to even be, have ever been the president of the United States. So Kamala Harris, not Trump, he just got white first privileges.
Okay, so Harris much better.
Harris, yeah.
And tackling inflation and growing the economy? Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
Harris. Trump's looking out for himself.
Okay, Harris much better or somewhat better?
Much better. Because she's looking out for everybody.
Thank you. Racial inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it?
Yeah. What you say?
I'm sorry. Racial inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it?
Harris, Donald Trump don't do nothing but try to divide people racially. He don't try to bring this country together.
Thank you. An increasing income and economic opportunities for people like you?
Harris, Trump is trying to make the rich richer. He's looking out for his own
Thank
people.
You.
I don't make billions.
Thank you. And rising crime and violence, Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
Harris. I ain't hear a shit Trump said he gonna do.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using from a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 is someone convincing reason to vote, and a zero is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. We can use our vote to improve kindergarten 12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education funding so that the quality of a public school is independent of its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this for you?
10.
Thank you. Some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they're willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off, quote, entitlement programs, knowing that we spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this for you?
10. Why would I want to work?
Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. TikTok?
Yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
Instagram?
Yes.
Facebook?
Yes.
Twitter?
Yes.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What is the what?
The last year of schooling that you have completed.
Shit, the last year of schooling I have completed, shit. I've been out of school.
Yes, 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate.
High school graduate and some college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend to church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
I attend church by the TV or the radio. You don't have to be in a church house to go to church.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Which of the following best describe your work situation? Employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. Have a great evening, ma'am.